wouldn't be for sure. Mm-hmm. You'd have to get that from him.
Mm-hmm.
But he's a pretty good kind of a fella. Mm-hmm. He's just one of the finest fellas I ever spoke to.
Mm-hmm.
You just can't beat that kind of people. He's just them kind of people. Folks got a brother lived there around that store. Did. I guess he's still running. His wife's running.
Was that egg that was made out of china or glass or anything, was that called anything in particular?
Mostly a nest egg, I think, about the only thing I remember being called.
Mm-hmm.
There's a lot of people better versed on that kind of stuff than I am. A lot of people.
Have you ever heard people talk about a bucket they had that they might keep, put scraps in, you know, for the hogs?
Pop bucket. Yeah, we had one on the farm all the time.
So you were going to slop the hogs?
Now we go, the only thing we got now is just garbage can.
What about these things that you use to fry eggs in or fry ham?
My skillet. The old black iron skillet. Now on a farm, in a fireplace, we had things hanging in there where we could put on a backbone in a big black pot and hang it in that fireplace there and cook all the time. Maybe have beans in one side, a ham hock, maybe backbone.
Now is that different from the big black pot you saw out in people's yards?
Oh yeah, these are smaller. They might say they'd hold about 2 gallons. And they had a lid for them and everything, just like the old Dutch oven. That you put that in the fireplace there and put biscuits in it and put coal on top of it, you know, fill that lid up there full of coal.
Yeah.
Well, you bake bread in the fireplace, just put it in the stove.
Mm-hmm.
We done that a lot down there. Pop popcorn, peanuts, roast
mm-hmm.
peanuts, stuff like that down there. We eat around the fireplace a lot down there on the farm. When the wintertime it's cold, too cold to go in the kitchen, we just eat around the fireplace.
Uh-huh. It has kind of a spout onto it, you know? You can boil tea in it or something like that.
Teapot.
Teapot.
Yeah, we had that. Coffee pot, teapot.
Is that the same thing as what some people call a kettle?
A what?
A kettle.
Well, they call them tea kettles, like that little one the wife got in there. Now the big one, they call them tea kettles, too.
Mm-hmm.
I know we always had an old iron tea kettle on top of the stove. And then on the cook stove now, it had what they call a reservoir. Hot water in it all the time, on the reservoir on the back of it. Stayed hot all the time. Always got a little hot water.
Mm-hmm.
And at night, we're going to take a bath and anything. Well, we just keep a little fire in that to keep that water hot. Got ready to take a bath.
What about, you know, these containers that you put cut flowers in? What do you call those?
Put cut flowers in? Well, flower vase.
You wouldn't grow flowers in a vase, would you?
Huh?
You wouldn't?
No. Flower pots like you see behind you there. That there is most of them. Keep got them hanging around. Pots hanging around. Like I said, in there, that boy's got more than she's got.
Mm-hmm.
He's always got here, and they buy this pot and soil them and all that kind of stuff. And the best soil he can get, all this, wash it off the yard down in that ditch and filled up that ditch.
Mm-hmm.
In the spring, I cleaned that out, put that back up in the yard out here, and that's just as black, rich looking as it can be.
Mm-hmm.
It's somewhere right there on that edge of that, where we put it in there, fill that in.
Mm-hmm.